The IMF said in a Wednesday statement that the 12-month staff monitored program will support Sudan's homegrown program of reforms aimed at stabilizing the economy, improving competitiveness, and strengthening governance. Mehdi Amin is a senior advisor at Sudan's Minister of Finance.
This program, negotiated with the IMF a while ago, was then reviewed by the board and was deemed to be of a very high quality, upper credit tranche quality. That standard of quality means that, assuming that we implement this for a minimum of 6 months, we can move into the process for highly indebted poor countries called HIPC. And by going into HIPC, it will be leading to a process of clearing our arrears.
Sudan's external debt stands at $56 billion, 85% of which is owed in arrears. Amin says Sudan also has foreign debts to the IMF, the World Bank, and the African Development Bank, which prevent it from accessing resources such as loans and grants from those institutions.
So by going into HIPC and clearing the arrears, we would also gain access to those sources of official development assistance, which is concessional, low-interest, low-cost lending to the government and grants.
Amin says to achieve the program's goals, Sudan must implement it successfully for at least 6 months under the supervision of the IMF. Sudan must also come up with a plan for reducing poverty. In addition, the country must first be removed from the U.S. list of state sponsors of terrorism before the U.S. can support its entry into the HIPC program. Amin says the reform program addresses the major distortions in Sudan's macroeconomy.
And you need macroeconomic stability in order to get to the next level, which would be to focus on creating jobs and building agriculture, industry, and sort of broad-based economic growth. None of that's possible when there's so many distortions and high inflation and, you know, rapidly declining pound. So this puts us on the path to stability. So that by itself is important.
Sudan's inflation rate stood at 167% in August. Amin says the staff monitored program will have Sudan reduce the amount of money the government spends on subsidizing diesel and gasoline, which he says amounted to close to 40% of Sudan's budget last year.
Last year, in proportion to Sudan's revenues, it was among the largest and the highest in the world. If we don't reduce the amount of money we were spending on subsidies, and here we're only speaking about diesel and gasoline, you know, not wheat or medicine. There are other subsidies that will remain, or cooking fuel, those things will remain. But in terms of diesel and gasoline, we can't really balance the budget with those big subsidies.
Sudan will also have to reform its state-owned enterprises, ensure the independence of its central bank, and reform the banking sector, said Amin. Earlier this month, Sudan's transitional government announced a state of economic emergency and instituted measures to curb the country's skyrocketing inflation and stop the rapid depreciation of the Sudanese pound against the US dollar. The government enacted laws and put in place a joint force to crack down on illegal traders dealing in gold and hard currency. For VOA News, I'm Nabil Biagio in Washington.